So this is an exercise that you could actually do every single day. To name your worries and to name your blessings. You might have had a grandmother like mine who told me, count your blessings. It seemed so simple at the time, but it's really sage advice. And it's getting exactly what Paul was talking about in Philippians. And I'm going to just go back to the reading because I find, I think Philippians is just filled with wisdom for living a spiritual life. So in verse 4 from chapter 4, and Elise has put it up on the screen, which is great. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. And then here's the like impossible thing. Do not worry about anything. So just think about that. But then what Paul offers, I think, is actually a strategy to move us in our head space away from worry and moving toward blessing. But in everything by prayer and supplication. So instead of worrying first, Paul's saying pray first. With thanksgiving. I think this is why this gets connected with the holiday. It's just this one little word, with thanksgiving. But prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. I think what this means is that when we are praying, instead of worrying, we pray and we say, Lord, I'm thankful that you've heard my prayer in advance and you will hear my cry. To pray with thanksgiving means we're already thanking God in advance for hearing our prayer and responding. And think about the mindset that can put us in. Let your requests be made known to God. And what does that produce in you as a person? The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. The peace of God, that passes all. So in other words, what this generates in our spirit is a peace or a contentment with God that no human being can understand. That's what it means to have a peace that surpasses understanding. It means it's irrational contentment. You should be miserable because you're at peace, because you've made your requests known to God with thanksgiving already in your heart. You're developing the kind of faith that says, no matter what I go through, I'm presenting what I have to God, and God's going to carry it. Like when Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, for my burden is light. The peace which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. With all of our worry, all of our anxiety, bringing our prayers, our needs to God first, with thanksgiving that God hears our prayers and that God will respond, should generate a kind of peace in our heart. But Paul goes on because he's got wise spiritual advice for us. So if it's count your blessings, that's what this next part I think kind of makes clear. It says, finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, and if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Think about these things. Instead of thinking about other things, like how you're going to run out of money by the end of the month, or that you have a health crisis or surgery coming up, or that your relationship isn't quite as strong as you would want it to be with your kids, or your spouse, or your parents, or your neighbors, or that the country is falling apart and we don't know what to do about it. We can spend a lot of time going into some deep, dark holes, focusing on negative things, most of which we have zero control over. Instead, Paul says, think about the good things. Count your blessings. What's honorable, what's true, what's just, what's commendable. Look around your own life and look at the things that are a blessing. And then think about them. Think about them, meditate on them. Because the truth is, every blessing that we have has been given to us by God. Everything we have is a gift. Sometimes we trick our mind to think that somehow we generated those things, and therefore it's our responsibility to keep generating those things. And if we have an absence of those things, we blame ourselves or get negative. Everything is a gift. Everything has been a blessing. And God loves you. As Jesus talks about in that Sermon on the Mount text, look at the birds of the air. They didn't plant those trees. They didn't make those plants. Yet God provides for their needs. So why are you always worried about what you will eat? Look at the lilies of the field. They're so beautiful and so in their full splendor. They're not worried. How much more will God care for you than the plants and the animals? And can you add one single hour to your life by worrying? I think medically speaking, you remove hours of your life by worrying. Now, like many words of Jesus and teachings of Scripture, this is very simple but incredibly hard. My only prayer for you would be that you would take a moment, maybe before Thanksgiving dinner, maybe after, maybe on your own, and maybe talking with a close loved one, to talk about your blessings, to give thanks to God for all that God has made is good, and it's all been given as a gift for you, for me, for the world. For that, we give God thanks. Amen.